All right.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm Dave.
I'm Guy. Thanks for coming. This is a very...
Thanks for coming.
Impromptu?
That'll do.
This is a very spontaneous episode.
Mm.
So, you might already know about this story, but you might not, Dave. And just, I'm just going on the guess that you don't know about it, and I'm deciding to record this sudden mini episode after our previous one. If you know about it, tell me to shut up, and we'll finish it. We'll go out for beers early.
And no one will hear this.
And then this will be done. We're just talking to ourselves now. So, Dave, are you aware of the urban legend that was floating around Sao Paulo at the end of the 1980s, where a shusha doll killed a 2-year-old child?
What? No! Wait, I think we need to go back a little bit. Rewind.
So, okay.
Shusha doll.
Shusha. Welcome to another Moosh Boosh, everyone. Yes, a shusha doll. Shusha being...
From Super Shusha, Contrabasso Astral.
Yes, well done for remembering that, yeah.
So Shusha is the very, 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 very fucking famous Brazilian pop star who is in the star of our film that we... Our film?
Did we make it?
The star of our episode,
yes,
about the film Super Shusha versus Down Mood, or Super Shusha contra Baixo Astral.
Well done.
This is insane. Wait, so you're doing a Moosh Boosh?
I'm bringing Shusha. The Shusha.
I also have a Moosh Boosh I want to do about Shusha.
So we
might have multiple Shusha minis.
She's becoming a regular. I hope she's a subscriber.
I don't think so, yeah.
No, she's too good for us.
But if you need to know about Shusha, definitely go back to that episode.
Yes, or else this one will make no sense whatsoever.
I interviewed the director for that fucking episode.
You fucking did. I wonder if he knows of the urban legend.
Interview him again?
So, I got a message the other day by none other than everyone's favorite underground horror artist, Martin Trafford. And apparently he was talking to his Brazilian friend about childhood toys, right? And this person had let him know about this urban legend surrounding a Shusha doll. And him, having listened to your episode on Super Shusha, thought it might make an interesting little tidbit. So here we are today. Thanks, Martin Trafford. So here's the story.
Should I put in some Shusha music to set the tone for this?
Yeah.
I've been listening to a lot of Shusha lately.
Oh, this is the Rainbow song. Oh, are you going to sing it?
Do you know Tana and I? Because I was talking to her about Super Shusha and she watched some scenes from it. You know that bit where she sees the rainbow and she's like, Aquiris!
Oh, yeah.
That's become like a quote.
Oh, no.
Around the apartment where we'll just look at each other and go, Aquiris!
Oh, God. Don't do that. That sounds terrible.
I'll put that in there.
Oh, okay. Aquiris.
If I can be bothered.
So yeah, Shusha, Queen of the Little People, I think she was known as.
Queen of the Little Ones? Queen of the Little People! Like, little people.
No, as in...
Like Warwick Davis is like, oh yeah, she's my queen.
No, he was Wicket the Ewok. He had Queen, what was her name? The other one with the cinnamon buns.
Queen Amidala? Princess Leia?
That's her.
Queen of the Little Ones.
Queen of the Little Ones.
Not little people.
So she's a nice person. Not like the usual folk we talk about on this.
She's a delight, apparently.
Yes. So yeah, again, listen to the Super Shusha episode if you want this to make any sense. So the Shusha doll was launched May 4th, 1987. And basically this came around because when she was doing her TV show, she learnt about a child who slept with a handmade doll that resembled her. It was kind of like a rag, a handmade rag that resembled Shusha. Yeah. And she learned about this. Yeah, handmade rag. Or a handmade doll made by a rag. I don't know.
Made by a rag?
Is it not made by it? Fuck off. Made from a rag. So
it's been a long day.
It has. I'm tired. I was going to say that again.
No, we got to keep
that. All right. And learning about this kid who sleeps with a rag, she was like, I'm going to make my own fucking doll. So.
Sorry, it's very funny.
We haven't even started.
Learning about this kid who sleeps with a rag. Sorry, I'll try not to laugh so much.
It's not a funny story. Kids are dying, Dave.
Oh, we haven't got to that part.
No, because you keep laughing.
I won't be laughing when the kids die.
So, after that, Shusha started making negotiations with toy companies to make the Shusha doll, right? And it was eventually released in 1987 after a lot of delays, for whatever reason, I don't know. So, the first Shusha doll that was released was 85 centimeters tall, okay?
Wait, and 85 centimeters tall. Let me picture that for a moment. How big is that?
It's, yeah, about that.
Like that?
Yeah. So, it's pretty big. Big, like,
not very good for a podcast, about that?
Yeah.
That's about that size?
Yeah. Everyone look at Dave's hands.
Can you guys see that?
So it's like about two or three Barbies stand on each other's shoulders. And apparently...
That's big.
I know, right?
Too big.
Too big.
Some would say.
Yeah, no wonder it can kill a kid. And its body was soft and flexible. Hair was made of nylon and apparently had the scent of anise.
Scent of what?
Anise.
Anise?
Anise,
like
A-N-I-S-E.
What's that?
It's like a herb.
Oh,
like star of anise. Do you have a cook?
I do, but I don't use that.
Star of anise.
Oh, fuck. Wait, I need to Google this. Hang on.
Oh god.
I thought you meant like anise.
Like someone's niece?
An aunt and a niece?
Stop talking about dog and aunt, Dave.
Oh, no. Star anise.
Star of anise.
I have no fucking idea what this is, mate. The flavour.
Yeah. Oh, God. This is getting so much more long-winded than I was expecting.
It's good. The flavour is very sweet and licorice-like.
Hmm.
Similar to aniseed. Aniseed, I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
Because I'm not a fool guy. But I don't know what star anise is. So it smells a bit like aniseed.
Yeah.
Should have just said that.
Jesus Christ. Furthermore, Dave.
Furthermore.
The star of anise smelling doll was so popular that it sold like 800,000 units.
This like 85 centimeter doll.
Yeah. And by the
Wait,
time...
Wait, how many units? Sorry, say that
800,000.
Fuck, what?
Yeah.
Eight? Are you sure?
That's the number that the internet says.
800,000
is apparently.
That seems like a lot. Fuck, it just shows you how big Shusha was.
It's fucking massive. Is. And Jesus. Then from then it spread. It began to be sold in other countries in Latin America. Mm. And it just got big, right? Mm. It was a phenomenon, apparently. And everyone wanted one. And it was then when these... urban legends started to emerge.
Hmm.
So, the urban legend was... There's actually a couple of variations, but basically, the Shusha doll became possessed by the devil and took the form of a human being at night with long, sharp claws and large breasts with demonic eyes... and killed a 2-year-old child on Children's Day.
Children's Day?
There's a Children's Day.
Oh, like in Japan as
yeah.
well.
Yeah.
Do you have one in the UK?
No, we don't like kids there. So, yes, this doll changed into a big, like, spiky, clawed, big-tittied creature and killed this 2-year-old kid, right? And then...
Wait. So, how... Wait... This is an urban legend.
Yes.
So it didn't actually... Like, a 2-year-old kid didn't actually die?
We don't know. Well, okay. Well, probably didn't. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm just going by the legend. This right. is the legend. So, the doll killed the kid, and then the doll possessed by the devil was then chained up in the sacred museum of the Metropolitan Cathedral of Nossa Senhora de Ponte.
Is that part real? They actually did chain that door?
This is all according to the
This urban is all legend. Urban legend.
This okay. all happened in the city of Sorocaba, Sao Paulo, in 1989. But the urban legend then spread throughout the entire country, causing mass terror. Imagine, we just said the number, how many kids own a Shusha doll?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
800,000. And then there are rumors in a very, you know, religious country of this doll being possessed by the devil and killing children, right?
What the fuck?
So, but in fact, there are actually two versions of this story. So that's the first one. So it grew claws, tits, demonic eyes, killed a kid on Child's Day, and then got chained up in a cathedral where I guess it was protected. I don't know. The second version of the legend is a bit more elaborate, where it said a humble girl saw an advertisement for the girl on TV and begged her mother for one. But her mother was just a beggar in the city's main square. It's all sounding very dramatic, isn't it? But she was, you know, the girl kept insisting and begging her mum for one. And she kind of said, ironically, I could only ever buy you one if I got money from the devil himself. All right. The next day, the exact money that's needed to buy this doll appears in her little, like, begging cup or whatever it is. And she keeps the promise that she made to her child. She goes out and buys a doll. But at night, on Children's Day, whilst the girl was sleeping with the doll took the same kind of, like, frightening form with long nails, big tits, and killed the girl. And the mother took the doll to be exorcised and destroyed. There was another version where a girl found a knife inside a Shusha doll. There was a blade hidden inside the Shusha doll, which then was also involved in a kid's murder. So lots of variations of this one urban legend started like spreading around Latin America and everyone was going nuts, right? And it was picked up by several newspapers and all of the city's residents, especially the people who own the doll, went to the church to find the killer doll. People were searching for this. Is 1989. They were like searching for this killer doll, and it's been said that it's like chained up in this like sacred museum. Then the parish priest at this church ended up having to close the doors to the church because they were essentially getting bombarded with people looking for this killer doll, this killer Shusha, queen of the little people doll,
queen of the little people again.
The police got involved, went to the press. Yeah, it got just insane. It got massive. You know, soon after, they went to the police to warn people of these like killer dolls that were happening. The police kind of like obviously brushed it off as just mass hysteria, but the rumors kind of kept spreading and mutating. And then we got this story about a girl finding a knife inside a Shusha doll, which she then used to kill her own mother with.
What?
Yeah. So currently, I mean, this is going back in the 80s, right? But currently, the cathedral's parish priest says he wasn't aware of the curse and that there are no dolls kept on the premise and there is no police report about this in the city of Sorocaba. So it's all just like a big kind of mass hysteria.
Sounds like a cover-up to me.
It does. But funnily enough, the story is not dead. It didn't die at that time. Right. It got picked up by a very unlikely and very interesting source. So, this is going to blow your mind.
Right.
When Stranger Things,
right,
of all things, played in or premiered in Brazil, obviously got picked up by Brazilian Netflix, Shusha herself appeared in the advert for Stranger Things and kind of almost gave this like PSA warning about the series. And then there was like this, like a teaser trailer for this upcoming season of Stranger Things, where we're going through this kid's bedroom and you can see a Shusha doll who gets possessed and eyes start glowing red, who then whispers the words Demogorgon. Demogorgon. And then fucking just, and then it just cuts. So they picked up this mass hysteria legend in the 80s and applied it to promote the new series of Stranger Things.
What the fuck? Yeah.
How mad is that?
Do you know what? I think I, when I was doing research for the Super Shusha episode, I think I saw that Stranger Things ad.
Oh, yeah?
But I had no context for it because I was just on YouTube, like, watching Shusha stuff. And I'm just like, I don't know what that is. Mm. And moved on and didn't think anything of it.
Right. Love
what
it.
What the fuck? What the hell?
Right? But it's kind of crazy. I mean, because she is the queen of the little ones, right? Loves kids. I mean, I can only imagine how upsetting it would be to, to be, like, the base of this mass hysteria that the doll based on you is killing people.
That
must have been a crazy time. But for them to kind of, I'm not going to say cash in on it, but, like, to play off it.
Mm, to like, return to it after all that
like
time.
Like, 20, 30 years or something to then, like, promote this crazy new Netflix series.
That's fucking crazy.
Right.
I'm amazed that I didn't, like, come across this stuff when I was looking into Shusha. Wow.
So there you go. Thanks, Martin, for the heads up.
What a tale.
And those are the kind of things we like. Send in some more links.
To urban legends?
Yeah. No, but it's one of those things that, like, I would have never have learned of otherwise.
Mm.
And sometimes, despite researching and looking into films, there are things that we wouldn't find or overlook.
Yeah.
That someone who just so happens to have a Brazilian friend, or, you know, in this case, knows this story, which then kind of would then be taught to us through one of our listeners. That's a fantastic way of finding out new things.
That's great.
So, keep sending us messages, people.
And how can they do that?
Twitter. X.
At?
X.
What's our username? He doesn't know it.
SMSW.
That's it.
No?
SMSW podcast. On X.
That's him.
And showmesomethingwrong@gmail.com.
Mm.
Send us all your tall tales.
Oh, I love it. Love a juicy tall tale.